USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Fewer Americans have applied for unemployment benefits over the last week as jobless claims fell by 18,000 to 215,000 for the week ending February 26. In total, 1,476,000 Americans are collecting jobless aid, and the unemployment rate stands at just above 4%. President Joe Biden is now asking Congress for another $32.5 billion to assist Ukraine during Russia's attack and to help the U.S. fight COVID-19. A total of $10 million would go to help Ukraine. The administration is also seeking $22.5 billion to, as they say, restore key public health programs to help guard against future variants of the coronavirus with testing, therapeutics, and vaccines. Senate Republicans have indicated they will oppose the new COVID spending until the administration accounts for all previous funding. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Russian and Belarus Paralympians have been banned from the upcoming games. And with that story, here's USA's Lance Brock.
Russian and Belarusian athletes have been banned from the Winter Paralympic Games starting Friday. The IPC initially announced it would allow the warring nation athletes to compete with neutral flags. Criticism for its initial decision was termed a betrayal that sent the wrong message to Russia's leadership. The pushback led to the ban at the Beijing China Games.
And even higher interest rates are on the way as Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he supports a traditional quarter point increase in the Federal Reserve's benchmark short-term interest rate rather than a larger increase at this time that some policymakers are proposing. However, Powell did open the door to a bigger hike in the event that inflation, which has reached a four-decade high, doesn't noticeably decline by the end of the year. The Fed chair also cautioned that the economic consequences of Russia's invasion of Ukraine may affect the Fed's policies. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
At least three people have been killed following a series of crashes involving 17 vehicles early this morning along a stretch of I-95 in Florida, where visibility was very low due to fog combined with smoke from prescribed burns of vegetation. Crashes happened just south of Daytona Beach, according to the Florida Highway Patrol. There were four separate crashes involving 11 vehicles on the northbound side and one crash involving six vehicles heading southbound. Interstate 95 is the primary north-south artery along the United States East Coast, running from South Florida to Maine. Looks like the last big question has been settled over the 2022 Senate map. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is not going to be running for Senate this year. The news reported by the Arizona Republic comes after months of speculation and Ducey sending signals behind the scenes about whether the term-limited governor would seek the Republican nomination for Senate. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senator Rick Scott from Florida, chair of the Republican Senatorial Committee, have been among the national leaders recruiting Ducey and other Republican governors, including New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, to no avail. Joshua James, one of the 11 Oath Keepers militia affiliates, indicted earlier this year on a charge of seditious conspiracy alongside the group's founder, Stuart Rhodes, became the first person to plead guilty to the sedition-related charge in connection with the storming of the Capitol on January 6th. Under a new plea deal, James has agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. This is USA Radio News.